the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little mini and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little mini, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them feet then tingle, the people way. One day them dead, them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people life is but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. But them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing go the people away.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
When them think them thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
Richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth, the way to peace through obedience to every facet of the universe, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons, atoms. Obedience to the Most High, the power of the Most High in the universe and within ourselves. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Now, this Christian dictionary, they are honest. They talk about the ability to tell the future by using the flight of birds, by using liquids, by casting lots, by using astrology, by using necromancy, and it says by observing the Urim and the Tumim, and by consulting the liver. So these are all methods used by knowledgeable people, men and women, to discern the future. Now, this power can be used for wickedness and evil. The spirit soul energy of the universe, the spirit soul energy of the human being. We can use it for evil. We can go to the wicked ruling class and say, man, I think you should bomb on this day. I think you should start the warfare and the bloodshed on this day. Congress leader, vote to take the money of the people on this day. I see a sign in the heavens. Boehner, you gather the Republicans together and you vote to take the wealth of the people, pass a budget on this day, because I see a sign in the heavens. President Obama, construct your budget that will destroy the masses of the people by squeezing them of trillions of dollars on this day. Democratic Party, pass this budget. On this day, Tea Party people, talk real crazy, because this is the day for you to move the Republican Party farther to the right and carry the whole discussion over to the right and do this wickedness on this particular day, because I've seen the birds fly to the south or to the north. I've seen this particular sign in the water. I've seen in this sign in the heavens, in the construct of the clouds. You do this wickedness on this day, this is the best day. See, they know how to manipulate for evil signs in the heavens. But what we are looking at, sisters and brothers, under Moses and the African Hebrew Israelite nation, we say we use the same heavens. We use the same clouds. We use the same sun, moon, stars, and planets. We use the same fire, the same light. Look at this now. We talked to, it says using water. Well, water is in the tabernacle. It says use animals, the altar and the animals on the altar. It says the use of casting lots, the Umim or Urim and the Thummim. They talked about lots and the judging of lots. But this power is being used for the Most High and being used to deliver the oppressed. It says necromancy. Now watch this now. We don't conjure up no dead people, because death means the system. So we don't conjure up dead people who did wicked. But we look at the living ancestor. The living ancestor that did righteousness and truth, and used them as the example, and the prophets and the ancestors who are not dead but live in the universe, because these prophets and these righteous ancestors were in tune with every facet of the universe and teach us living in life. But the system want us to go after dead people who produce nothing but death, hell, and destruction. And then it says observing the Urim and the Thummim. So the Urim and the Thummim are counted among the other usages of the universe to divine truth. Remember, Joseph was a diviner using the bowl and water. We see the bowl and the water in the tabernacle clean up. In the water is truth. We see that, we saw that Laban used divining to understand that Jacob was good for him. But we see that this divining power is being used not for the wicked ruling class and families who represent the other Elohim gods and goddesses who have rejected the Most High and are now also referred to as demons and wicked, but we see this power used for righteousness. And when the scripture in verse 34, chapter 40 in Exodus says the cloud covered the tent, that is this power in the universe that is now being used for righteousness, that is rooted in a word that the Europeans call soothsayer, enchanter, sorceress, diviner. It was the same with the Magi. The word in the Greek language for the Magi is rooted in sorcery and divining and fortune telling. We have nothing but the same universe to understand truth. You can use that power for wickedness, but the proper use is for righteousness. And so in verse 38, we see that the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle. And this word cloud again, 6051, rooted, and it means theophonic cloud, meaning you can see God, the Most High, Goddess, in the cloud, rooted in Anan 6049, to appear, make appear, produce clouds, practice, soothsaying, conjure. See, these words bring negativity in the mind, because we're told to stay away from this, but that is stay away from this power, not used with Jehovah, Jehovah. Stay away from those who use this power for wickedness. The word means practice a soothsaying, conjure, observe times, practice soothsaying, spiritism, magic, augury, soothsayer, enchanter, sorceress, diviner. But this power is with Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah in this scripture. It says, for the cloud of the Lord. Now the word Lord is 3068, Jehovah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahuwah means existing one. See, we use the protons, the molecules, the electrons, the neutrons, the atoms. We use the cloud. What, and clouds having to do with water. Water, H2O, two hydrogens, one oxygen. And we saw fire, another element in the table of elements. But this is with Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, existing one. This universe teaches us about existing and living. And 1961 is the root word in the Hebrew language, African Hebrew language, Hayah. And this word means to be, to become, come to pass, exist, to happen, to fall out. That word fall out, when a mother gives birth and she's sitting on the birthing stool, the child falls out. So we're talking about the birth of life. We're talking about that power that is the cause. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. This universe, all of these are the effects, down to the molecule, down to the proton, neutron, electron, down to the atom, down to the most infinitesimal particle in the universe, said represented by the atom. This universe was caused, brought into existence by the Most High, referred to as Yahweh, Yahuwah, 3068. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah the Lord, as father and mother, because he says Yahuwah, Jehovah begets and conceives. Begets is father, conceives is mother. We're talking about the power of masculine and feminine in the word Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh. That power that has caused all to be and come into existence. Every facet of the universe teaching us about existing and living. The Europeans use sorcery, the word sorcery, the word divining, the word auguring and conjuring. The scripture says stay away from this when it's being used for wickedness, when it's being used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. But we are looking at the cloud of the Lord. So this power is used for existing. This science used for existing. The cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night. Remember the pillar, the cloud, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night led the children of Israel. But now they are stable. Now they are not moving for a while. And so this power goes into the tabernacle. But we must see that we are the tabernacle. We are the temple. We are the mosque. We are the cathedral. We are the holies and the holy of holies. We are the Christ in human flesh. And when we get to the birth of Christ, or we should say Christ in the birth of a child that comes to be known as Yahushua or Jesus, referred to as holy, we are to see all of ourselves as Jesus's and Christ's in human flesh, and see every human being as holy. See every human being as the tabernacle. See every human being as a saint. The word saint, the word sanctified. The word holy in the Greek correlates with the African Hebrew words that have to do with the temple, the tabernacle, and the holy of holies. These words used to describe gods and goddesses. Do the research on holies, holy of holies. Saints, sanctified. Research these words in the Hebrew, these words in the Greek, and understand that these words were used to describe gods and goddesses, spirits, angels, and then used to describe rulers, kings, and queens, and leaders. But we are now rebelling against the wicked ruling class after they only apply it to the spirit world for wickedness and only apply it to themselves as leaders and rulers and kings and queens. And we are here to say that every human being must be seen as holy, holy of holies, sanctified, a saint, deserving of love, honor, and respect, deserving not to be used, misused, and abused, deserving not to be used by government, used by leadership, used by kings and queens and rulers and presidents and prime ministers. We are to see every human being as holy and a saint and sanctified and holy and holies and a saint, and to handle every human being with care, handle every human being as if we reverence them like a god and a goddess on this earth, because that is what you are. The power of the Most High is within you. It said the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night. This power of fire, this power of cloud, this science filled the tabernacle, was upon the tabernacle in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. This African science now being used for righteousness, this African science that was used for wickedness under the Hyksos, now we're using this science, this power that the Europeans refer to as sorcery, conjuring, auguring, divining, this power that was used for wickedness, we're using for righteousness, the Urim and the Thummim, used now to discern the truth of the universe so that we may now access the truth and become perfected and completed and made whole, so that we can bring the government of Christ on this earth, Christ's government of Islam, Christ's government of Shalom, Christ's government of Salam, Christ's government of peace, truth, justice, and righteousness on this earth, so that we may see ourselves as Israel. Israel. Every human being is Israel. This word, 3478, is a masculine noun. So we're looking at the sacred masculine. God prevails is the definition. The word prevail, rooted in an African Hebrew word, sarah, which means to have power. We need power. The poor working class masses of the people are in need of power. Sarah. Sarah in Kemet is son of God. Sarah. And Israel is referred to, I believe, in the chapter 4 of Exodus as the firstborn son of God. This is talking about the human being. This is talking about a people. All of us, not just Jesus, all of us are the firstborn. The first time this word is used in scripture, in Bible, is to describe a whole people. Because every human being pre-existed our physical incarnation. And we were alive with the Most High, having relationship with the Most High. Read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. We all lived with the Most High, knew the Most High, had relationship with the Most High. Then we petitioned the Most High for a physical structure to come down into this physical earth, physical realm, earth realm, that we may deliver the oppressed from oppression. Christ is man and woman. Christ is Adam before the fall. I was talking to my earthly father, and he began to talk about Adam before the fall of Adam and equating Adam before the fall of Adam with Christ. And I had already been teaching that Adam, male and female, is Atum from the ancient Africans, Adam, the same reality, and Atum and Adam and Christ and the Logos are one and the same. And now I'm saying Adam before the fall, Adam in the Garden of Eden, Adam in the Garden of Peace, Adam in Islam, Adam in Shalom, that Adam, male and female, masculine, feminine, that is in total tune, attuned totally with every facet of the universe, every particle of the universe. That Adam, that man and woman, that male and female, that masculine, feminine, that human being, as Adam in the Garden of Eden, that is in tune with the power of the universe and the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within ourselves. This power will cause us to prevail, overcome, make us sons and daughters of the Most High, make us priests and priestesses. The children of Israel were to be a nation of priests and priestesses. We just have Jesus by himself, but Jesus is making Jesuses. Yahushua is making Yahushuas. Christ is making Christs. Christ is teaching us that each and every one of us are Christ in human flesh. And when we see the birth of Jesus, we are looking at our birth. Israel, the firstborn of the Most High, called to do the will of the Most High, which is to liberate and free the human being from all oppression. And the word Israel is rooted in another word, 410, El. This word that was common among the African Canaanites. The African Hebrews weren't offended at the word El. They said, you know, this word El is a good word. We are going to teach our African Canaanite sisters and brothers who are oppressed that they are not to reject the word, but to take the word away from the wicked ruling class and ruling families and begin to see that we are all El in human flesh. We have the power to be godlike. That's what this word El means, 410. We have the power to be mighty men. And I'm going to say women as well. Men and women of rank, mighty heroes. This word hero reminds me of the word Herod in the Greek New Testament. And Herod means heroic. You see, every human being has the power to be a hero, a shiro, to be heroic, to do great and wonderful and magnificent and magnanimous things. But we have been hijacked. This word El can mean God or false God. This same power within ourselves can be used for the true Most High or used for the demons. It says demons and imaginations is defined under this word El as well. So our imaginations has so much power. Our mind, imaginations come from the mind, has so much power, but it can be used for good and righteous, or it can be used for wickedness and the demons. This word means God, the one true God, Jehovah. Mighty things in nature. strength, and power. This is rooted in another word, 352, Ayil, masculine noun, has to do with ram. And now we're back to the zodiac. Ram as food sacrifice. Ram, strong man, leader, chief, mighty tree. Terebinth, let me see what the definition of this word is. Terebinth is it a tree? It's a plant, a tree. So trees represent strength. Pillars and posts and jams, they represent strength. The strong man, leaders, chief, strength. So men and women have this power, this strength in ourselves, the power of our minds, the power of that spirit, soul, energy within ourselves, the power of nature, the power of every facet of the universe, every molecule, every atom, every proton, neutron, electron in the universe within ourselves. This power, all of this makes us Israel. When we are in tune with this power, we are true Israel, following after Yahuwah, following after the Elohim, gods and goddesses, spirit angels that are with Yahuwah. Yahuwah moving in the way of life, moving in the way of existing and living. Understanding the science of sun, moon, stars, and planets. Understanding the science of water. Understanding the science of animals. Understanding that we must scientifically control our animal passions. Understanding that every facet of our human construct is so powerful that the wicked ruling class and ruling families want us to use these powers for demonic wickedness. But we say we take our human structure. We take our spirit, mind, body, and soul. We take the sun, moon, stars, and planets. We take the light. We take the water. We take every facet of the universe. We take the Ark of the Covenant. We take the mercy seat. We take the cherubim. We take the Horem Aket. We take the water. We take the fire. We take the clouds. We take it all back and use it for life and existing. Use them for life and existing. Tap into that power, that science, the science of everything, the science of mathematics, the science of geometry, the science and power of gravity and electromagnetism and strong and weak force, positive, negative energy, not negative meaning evil, but positive charge, negative charge. Understand nuclear science. Understand atomic science. Understand the science of the universe. And Urim, fire, Tumim, integrity and truth and perfection. And we will perfect ourselves and create the new civilization based on the power of the Most High, and the Most High governing every facet, every particle, every atom of the universe. And we bring in Christ government of Islam, Christ government of truth, justice, and righteousness here and now on this earth. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.